This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Interpreting economic data is never easy, and Friday's jobs report for January was especially confusing. The U.S. Labor Department says unemployment dropped to 9%. That's the lowest it's been since 2009. But at the same time, only 36,000 new jobs were added to the economy. That's a fraction of what's needed. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports that job numbers can be interpreted in different ways by different economists, and they can feel different depending on your race, ethnicity, or gender.
If there was a bright spot in January's employment numbers, that spot would be manufacturing. 49,000 more jobs, the largest gain in manufacturing since 1998. The auto industry helped lead that job growth. Automakers began adding shifts and workers as car sales increased, which rippled through the industry.
My name is George Davis. I'm the general manager at Howard Cooper Import Center. We specialize in retail, automotive, new and used parts and service.
Davis increased the sales staff at his Michigan dealerships by 20%. He says for the first time in years, he's feeling confident.
As those sales numbers increased in November and December of last year, gave us an indicator that this year, 2011, will be much better. We'll need more people. There'll be more customers coming in.
Davis says he hopes this is the beginning of a trend. But the auto sector is only a part of the brighter jobs outlook in manufacturing. To understand what's happening in the labor market, let's step back a second and deal with the economy in two parts. The first part,
mining, manufacturing, and construction.
Heidi Shierholz is with the Economic Policy Institute. She says that first part has more men. The second part, the service sector, where 80% of the jobs are, has more women. And that includes things like
professional services, education, health services, hotels, restaurants, bars.
Last month, the service sector added only 32,000 jobs, down from 146,000 in December. Shierholz says that decline isn't good for women. On the other hand, when the recession started, people called it a man-cession because of the job losses in manufacturing, construction, and mining. So when last month's manufacturing numbers went up, Shierholz says that helped the men.
Because men saw bigger hits, they're more likely to lose jobs. They're going to be more likely to gain jobs as the jobs start coming back.
Men and women were affected differently when the Great Recession started erasing jobs. So were minorities, especially African American and Latino men.
Minority men, particularly African American men and Latino men, bore the brunt of those losses in construction and manufacturing.
William Rogers is a professor of public policy at Rutgers University. He says even as jobs start to pick up, it's likely many African American and Latino men will see continued high rates of unemployment.
Because they are at lower rungs of the job ladder for reasons of having less education, less skills, less experience, and then they also continue to face discrimination.
Rogers says for the unemployment rate to fall significantly for Black and Latino men, the economy needs to be adding 250 to 300,000 jobs a month, as it was doing in the late 1990s.
For those who are the bottom of that job ladder, we really, really have to have that long, sustained period of job creation in that 250 to 300,000 range.
How long will it take for that kind of job growth? Rogers says definitely not in the next 5 years. Maybe not even in the next decade. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.